Hello everyone, bonjour, ciao, hola, all the languages. In this episode, we're going to be talking about different weather and what weather can chickens live in and adapt to. So that's what this episode's about. Let's get started. Alrighty, so can chickens live in the winter? The answer is yes, they can. Even if it's super cold outside, like maybe around 30 or even sometimes below freezing, they can survive. The reason for this is because they have feathers, and those feathers insulate them. They keep them warm, and they can also like snuggle up with one another, and that also helps them warm each other. Another question is, can chickens survive the summer? The answer to that is also yes. The truth is, they can do that, but they do need a lot of care. They can overheat, which is a big issue. If it's over like 100 or 90 degrees, they have the risk for overheating, plus mixed with humidity could be very uncomfortable for the chickens. It's just like us, for example. If it's over a certain degrees outside, over 100 with a humidity, especially where we live, it's really bad humidity. It can be hard. It can sweat, and we can be dehydrated if we don't take care of ourselves, have a fan, or drink a lot of water. So it's the same way with the chickens. A great way to make sure they keep cool is by having ice cubes, or just making sure that they are okay. They have they can free range, they can eat grass, they can have treats. Just make sure they aren't overheating, which is a huge thing. Sometimes where we live, it gets really hot, over like 100 degrees, plus we have like 100% humidity. It's terrible. And we have to put a fan inside their coop, just like hanging up, fan them throughout the day, replace the batteries, and that really helps our chickens survive in the heat and the weather. So it is possible. Just make sure that they are not overheating and that they are comfortable where they're at. Also, in the hot weather, it can be really hard for the chickens to cool down. Include having different water sources, like different water bottles or even little dishes or pans that they can maybe take little baths in to cool off, or like put their feet in and wash their feet and cool them off, and it can really help like them not overheat. As well as having different areas inside the coop and the run, or even when they're out free ranging, have different areas that have shade that they can go under and cool off, because it can be really brutal under that hot sun. So just making sure that they have different areas where they're okay to cool off and make sure they have plenty of water. That's really the most important for this heat, because they are built for like at like normal weather and even the cool winter. They are built for that. Like, they're okay for the winter. Just the summer, it can get really hot for them, and it can endanger their lives if they don't have plenty of water and spots to cool off at. Temperature for chickens to live in is around 70 degrees, and that is great for them if they have 70 degrees, but most places they don't have an average of 70 degrees every single day, unless like you're in San Diego or in California, but most people don't live exactly in those places. And what to do if it's in a winter area where it gets really cold, make sure you don't keep your chickens closed up in a closed pen. Even though you think, hey, they're all together, they'll be warm if they're just in the coop. That's not true. Make sure they have plenty of space to go in their run when it's cold outside, because if you get a lot of moisture in a small area in the coop with the cold temperatures, that can lead to condensation, which can also lead to frostbite. Which means it's really important for them to have plenty of space, not all stuck together in the same coop. And also, if the chicken breed that you have feathered feet, it's also important for them not to get any moisture or snow trapped in their feet, because that can make them also more able to get frostbite, which is terrible. And also, if they're stuck together, it can get really too cold for them as well. normally with chickens, if it's a sunny day, they'll go outside and they'll try to absorb the warmth, which is really important for them to get out and feel the sun on a cold day. So that means you don't have to let them all stay in the coop. So that's an important thing as well. And normally at night, they'll huddle together naturally, tightly, to have the body, to share their body warmth and to warm up. And also another thing is during storms, it can also be dangerous if there's a lot of winds, and making sure that they're all secured in their coops. That's the time to make them in the coops when there's a storm and a hurricane. That's important. Alrighty, so I have a new song up for this episode. This is going to be Hot and Cold by Katy Perry. There's going to be the normal version and then the chicken version. So let's get started. 'Cause you're hot and you're cold, yes and you're no, in and you're out, you're up and you're down, you're wrong when it's right, it's black and it's white, we fight, we break up, we kiss, we make up, you don't really wanna stay, Noel, but you don't really wanna go, you're hot and you're cold, yes and you're no, you're in and you're out, you're up. Now the chicken version. It could be hot and then cold, yes and no, a coop or a